Trip down the time tunnel of top tunes. Rock and roll was always equal parts music and mythology. Its heroes burning brighter on ever bigger stages. They were seemingly indestructible until they weren't. 50 years ago, September 18, 1970, Jimi Hendrix died in London. The coroner's open verdict still stands. Sleeping pills a factor. Jimi Hendrix was 27. 2 weeks later, in Los Angeles.
Hollywood coroner says an overdose of narcotics, police say possibly heroin, is responsible for the death of the well-known rock singer Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin, rock's first female superstar, found dead at the Landmark Hotel when she didn't show up for a recording session. Janis Joplin was 27. Hang on, two of rock's biggest stars died within 16 days of each other, both at age 27. Coincidence or...
While the 27 Club doesn't have formal membership, it's widely recognized as one of rock and roll's most identifiable groups of musicians. Yet it's the least desirable club anyone would want to be a member of.
The 27 Club. It took a few years, but that's how people began to describe the surprisingly long list of rock stars who died aged 27. Janis and Jimmy were not the first.
About midnight, Jones went for a swim with his Swedish girlfriend, Anna Volin, and another friend, Mr. Frank Thorogood. After a time, Mr. Thorogood and the girl went back to the house. When they returned, they saw Jones at the bottom of the pool.
We were working in the studio with Jimmy Miller.
And someone came in and said, Brian's just died.
Everybody just looked at each other and go, finally. It was almost like it was bound to happen, one way or another.
The Rolling Stones had sacked their drug-addled co-founder, Brian Jones, in June of 1969. A month later, he drowned in his pool. He was, 27. Brian Jones was not the first member of the so-called 27 Club. According to some, that was Brazilian composer Alexandre Levy, who died in 1892. The first in the recorded music era is probably the most mysterious.
I went to the crossroads.
Delta blues master Robert Johnson died near Greenwood, Mississippi, August 16, 1938. The devil calling in a debt. Jealous husband poisoning notorious pants man. Who knows? But Johnson was 27.
The lead singer of Nirvana, one of the world's most popular rock bands, has been found dead at his home in Seattle. Police said Kurt Cobain had apparently shot himself and a suicide note was found nearby. His body was discovered in an apartment.
Nirvana's Kurt Cobain shot himself in April 1994, 27 years old. A newspaper quotes his mother at the time as saying, "I told him not to join that stupid club." What club? The 27 Club. It caught on. Coincidence. Conspiracy. Statistical anomaly. The British Medical Journal investigated, finding fame may increase the risk of death among young adult musicians. However, that risk is not limited to age 27. But...
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things, what you're doing. And in my head, I paint a picture.
It's an unexplained statistic that's become both rock and roll myth and legend. And as we see crowds of fans come to pay tribute to Amy Winehouse's home here, many are asking if aspiring artists are in danger of glorifying the 27 Club.
Amy Winehouse, dead by misadventure, 23rd of July. 2011. She was 27. Google it, the 27 Club. You'll find all sorts of explanations and conspiracies. It'll keep you busy for days on end. And if the club has a president, it has to be Jim Morrison, Doors frontman, who wanted to drop out of rock fame for a while in 1971. He dropped out forever at age 27. Doors bandmate Ray Manzarek.
On July 3rd, 1971, Jim Morrison died in Paris under what can only be called mysterious circumstances. We don't know what happened to Jim in Paris, and I don't think we're ever going to know what happened to Jim in Paris. And the last time I saw Jim was in the recording studio when we were doing finishing up the album L.A. Woman. And that's actually the last time Jim Morrison was in a recording studio, the last time he ever sang, to my knowledge, on planet Earth. Certainly the last time he ever sang with the Doors was that haunted little whisper voice of Riders on the Storm on the L.A. Woman album.
Riders on the Storm. Riders on the Storm. Into this house we're born. World we're thrown like a dog without a bone and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday.
Thank you.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without.